From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will continue his series in the book of Joshua as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled The Division of the Land. In chapter 13, verses 6 and 7, and in the opening verses of chapter 14, the Lord gave Joshua instructions about the allotment of the land to the various tribes. As Dr. Cairns will point out, part of the reason for these directions was so that each tribe would know exactly what belonged to them. This would keep the children of Israel from fighting among themselves rather than fighting the enemy. In applying this narrative to the church, Dr. Cairns will emphasize the theme of unity among believers, as well as that of the diversity in God's sovereign distribution of gifts among His people. First of all, we'll see that the Lord's provision for His church is perfect. Each believer is ideally placed to carry out God's will for his life. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. To preach deliverance to the captives. None but Jesus can give deliverance to captives. Real liberty comes from Him only. It is a liberty righteously bestowed. For the Son, who is heir of all things, has a right to make men free. The saints honor the justice of God, which now secures their salvation. It is a liberty which has been dearly purchased. Christ speaks it by His power, but He bought it by His blood. He makes thee free, but it is by His own bonds. Thou goest clear, because He bare thy burden for thee. Thou art set at liberty, because He has suffered in thy stead. But though dearly purchased, He freely gives it. Jesus asks nothing of us as a preparation for this liberty. He finds us sitting in sackcloth and ashes, and bids us put on the beautiful array of freedom. He saves us just as we are, and all without our help or merit. When Jesus sets free, the liberty is perpetually entailed. No chains can bind again. Let the Master say to me, Captive, I have delivered thee, and it is done forever. Satan may plot to enslave us, but if the Lord be on our side, whom shall we fear? The world with its temptations may seek to ensnare us, but mightier is He who is for us than all they who be against us. The machinations of our own deceitful hearts may harass and annoy us, but He who hath begun the good work in us will carry it on and perfect it to the end. The foes of God and the enemies of man may gather their hosts together and come with concentrated fury against us, but if God acquitteth, who is he that condemneth? Not more free is the eagle which mounts to his rocky eyrie and afterwards outsoars the clouds than the soul which Christ hath delivered. If we are no more under the law, but free from its curse, let our liberty be practically exhibited in our serving God with gratitude and delight. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?
Peace.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Turning this morning to the book of Joshua, chapter 13, We're going to read verses 6 and 7 and then take up the reading in the first five verses of chapter 14. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Misrephoth-Maim and all the Zidonians, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance unto the nine tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and an half tribe on the other side Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, a sea of cities to dwell in, with their suburbs, for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to these verses from his word for his name's sake. Joshua chapter 13 begins the account of the division of the land of Canaan by lot to the children of Israel. First, we are told of the settlement of the territory east of Jordan upon the two and a half tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh. It took place toward the end of Moses' life. Then, second, we are introduced to the Lord's particular arrangements for the tribe of Levi. The Levites were not given any particular tract of territory in the land, as the other tribes were. Rather, they were allocated cities and their suburbs throughout all the tribes. And then third, we learn of the various allotments which Joshua made west of Jordan on the rest of the tribes, the nine and a half remaining tribes. Now, this was a very important time for the tribes of Israel. They could very easily have fallen into disputes and divisions over territory. That's normal. It's natural when people, whether they be individuals, families, tribes, or nations, come to split up territory or riches, they always seem to get into dispute and division. That's why the Lord commanded that the land be allocated by lot, by divine allotment, and not merely by the choice of the tribes. One tribe could very, very easily have fallen into the sin of envying another. And very soon, the tribes of Israel would have been fighting each other instead of continuing to fight the real enemy. Now, since that seems to be exactly what has happened among too many of God's people nowadays in various parts of the church, by that I mean they seem to have fallen into disputes and needless divisions, they seem to fall into envying one another, we are facing, sadly, in Bible-believing churches, Bible-believing denominations in various parts of the fundamental and the reformed and the evangelical camps, we are facing the situation of Christians fighting Christians while the real enemy goes untouched, uncontested, sweeping to victory. Since that seems to be what has happened, I think we can learn a great deal from the Lord's division of the land to the people of God in Joshua's day. Now, as you look at the land and its division to the tribes of Israel, you will realize that all Israel could say, as the psalmist did many years later, "The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places, yea, I have a goodly heritage." All Israel, from whatever tribe and whatever family in that tribe, could give that as their testimony. And yet the particular inheritance of each tribe, though equally divinely allotted, was different and distinct from all the rest, so that we can see two themes running through this part of the book of Joshua. There is obviously the theme of unity, but there is equally the theme of diversity. And so today I want us to take a general view of the division of the land. And I want us to see in it the Lord's sovereign distribution of His gifts to His people. And we think fundamentally of three things. First, the Lord's provision. Because the Lord made abundant provision for all His people in the land that He had promised. He made abundant provision for all Israel in the land of promise. So let's think then of His provision. We remark first that it is perfect. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and again in chapter 10, the Lord gave Moses a glorious description of the land of Canaan. It is a description, by the way, that has still great spiritual significance for the people of God, because in spiritual terms, it describes what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord told Moses of this land that flowed with milk and honey, this land of hills and of valleys, this land of the former and the latter rain, the land of God's great provision for His covenant people. Now that Joshua had led the Israelites into Canaan, all Israel could claim to be living in the fulfillment of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and chapter 10. None of them lacked any good thing. Each tribe of Israel was perfectly provided for. Each tribe of Israel was ideally placed to serve the Lord according to His will. You know, that reminds me of some great New Testament scriptures regarding the perfect provision which the Lord has made for all His blood-bought and covenant people. We remember again, I say again because this is a text I love to quote, the words of Ephesians 1 and verse 3. "He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." We think of the words of Peter in his first epistle when he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Peter returns to this theme in the first chapter of his second epistle, where he says, "His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. My, this is the Lord's perfect provision for His people. He has given us a perfect Christ. There is no fault in Jesus Christ. He is God of very God, and yet man of very man. And as the God-man, He is our perfect Redeemer. He is the Mediator who satisfies God and reconciles men unto God in His own body and by His own precious blood. He has given us a perfect Savior. In that Savior, He has given us a perfect salvation. A salvation answerable to all the needs of the entire man. A salvation that is good now in time. A salvation that will stand the challenge of the day of our death. A salvation that will withstand the scrutiny of God's fiery glance on the judgment day. And the salvation that is good in heaven for all eternity. Thank God He has given us a perfect Savior. And He has given us a perfect salvation in Christ. And all Christians have all that is in Christ equally. All Christians are equally justified before God. All Christians enjoy an equal acceptance with God, an equal covering by the blood of Christ's atonement, an equal clothing in the garments of Christ's righteousness. We all have from Him an equal access to God. Every one of us in Christ has the divine scepter stretched toward us and a welcome at the throne of our God. Thank God we can say, as the Israelites could say, we have come into our Canaan. We have come into Christ. We have come into the land of promise, the land of God's provision. And that provision is perfect.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.